Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, December 19th, 2025. And we're heading up to Orono today, where local unions are celebrating a victory.
I have great news. My name is Andy O'Brien, and I'm the communications director for the Maine AFL-CIO. The UMaine Graduate Workers Union just ratified a first contract with the University of Maine Systems, voting 438-3. So that's 99.3% of the graduate workers at UMaine voted to approve this contract. They're going to see as much as 17% raises or more next year in this contract. This is a huge deal because grad workers are paid extraordinarily low. The highest is like maybe $20,000. They get these stipends, and they do a lot of the critical research at the University of Maine. University of Maine is well known for being a top tier research institution, and these are the folks that make it happen. But they're just paid abysmally low. We've heard stories of people sleeping in their cars, donating plasma, that kind of thing. The university had hired a union buster, Mendelson, to go after the workers. And so they just delayed this contract negotiations. And essentially, that's what these union busters do. They just throw up frivolous legal challenges, or they just keep delaying until people kind of give up or the union gets decertified. And so with the UMaine grad workers, they started organizing 4 years ago, and they've been negotiating this contract for a couple years. It was over, I want to say, like 700 days, and they were still getting, roadblocks from the university. But they stuck with it, and it was just amazing to see how these graduate workers organized. They held rallies, they circulated petitions. They even held a sit-in during the president's address. They held countless rallies and marches. They engaged with all of our political leaders, people like Senator Mike Tipping from Orono and Amy Rader from Bangor and other legislators to back them and put pressure on the university to settle a fair contract. The Maine AFL-CIO held two rallies, one this year and one last year at the university, with hundreds of workers marching on the president's office. And it just showed that with determination and persistence, they could win it. Even though a lot of the member leaders who started the union graduated, they just kept organizing and informing new members until they got what they wanted. And so, another thing that they got in this contract was a much better health care, health, dental, and vision benefits. It was really unaffordable for the workers before. And so they won that. They also won protections for international students, and that was another big demand that they were trying to get. And also just some family-friendly benefit to help a lot of these workers who have families on campus and are working on campus. And so it was just incredibly inspiring to see this movement take hold and the workers won it because a lot of people doubted that they could do it. This is about over 900 up to 1,000 graduate workers sprawled across the University of Maine system. And it was just very hard. As we know, the Trump administration has been cracking down and cutting funding to universities, and there's been a lot of struggles there. But, these are the people that make the university run. And this is why they have such a great reputation as a research school. So anyway, we're really excited about it. And I think it's an inspiration to workers everywhere that with persistence and hard work and sticking together, you can win better wages and better benefits.
That was Andy O'Brien, spokesperson for the Maine AFL-CIO. You can get more information at maineaflcio.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Around Town will be on hiatus next week, returning on the 29th. But if you have events that you would like us to announce, please send them to the community calendar at weru.org. Fill out the form there to submit your event, and the music show hosts will read from that off and on throughout the day, as they do all the time. That's at weru.org. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Solstice, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Take care, and I'll see you the week after next.